So now that a new organism or a new variation of the old organism that's become more antibiotic resistant and more toxic, what's going to be the response of the medical community?
Well, right now we're trying to emphasize for hospitals to start doing surveillance if they're not doing it already. Of course, every hospital has some experience with Clostridium difficile, but one thing that seems would be a very good idea is that all hospitals start tracking the number of cases and find out if they're having a problem. This strain, we don't know, how widely dispersed it is, but hospitals that are having problems should, even if they're not having problems, they should go back, but especially if they're having problems, go back and look at their policies and procedures for controlling the spread of this organism in their hospital. Another important point is that clinicians be aware of this, and so that if they have a patient who develops diarrhea while on antibiotics, that they not only think about Clostridium difficile, but also think that there could even be a more virulent strain out there. And that's just important to think of the diagnosis early, order the test, and get them on therapy early. There's some evidence to suggest that some of the severe outcomes that have been seen recently might be averted somewhat if you get people diagnosed and treated early.
Now, is there anything to be said for limiting the administration of the antibiotics in the first place, or
Definitely,
is that just a given?
I was going to come back to that.
Okay.
But that'll be another control measure I'll come back to. The other main control measures are to place patients who have this disease, who are having the diarrhea, in what we call isolation precautions, where put them in a single room, or if they have to share a room, only with a room who has the same condition, the C. difficile, so you don't spread it to another
So
patient.
essentially, a C. difficile ward needs to be set up.
If it's that bad, if there's that many patients, yes, cohorting them on a ward is one possibility.
Now, can the transmission be stopped by really serious sanitary steps? Or if people are washing their hands more and not transferring it, what's the level of transfer based on carelessness?
Well, we think the primary transmission is probably via the hands of healthcare workers.
Okay.
They touch a patient who has the organism on the skin or even on the bed rails. This organism is a little more problematic than some other bacteria because it does form spores
Right.
and gets on the environmental surfaces and stays for a while. But it's picked up mostly by the hands of healthcare workers and transferred to another patient that way. So hand washing is another key. This is somewhat of an issue that's come up recently because we've been promoting alcohol gel as the main means of hand hygiene. And there's some concerns that it may not be effective for spores. In fact, there's good reason to believe it's not. Alcohol does not kill these spores.
This is like anthrax, but not the same thing.
Yeah, it's spores in a sense.
And do they form when they're left out in the air? They just form the spores naturally, and then when they have a nice environment, they drop their spore and get back to work.
They probably don't ever become airborne because
Right.
this is not a disease in the lungs.
Right.
But this just they just get on the surface, on an environmental surface, bed rails,
Right.
Toilet seats, and whatnot, and they just stay there and hang out because they form the spore and they don't need any food or anything like that. And they can be killed, but requires something on the order of bleach or something like that to clean the surfaces. And that's another recommendation.
Right.
We recommend that hospitals look at their hospital cleaning practices, especially if they're having problems with the C. diff, and consider introducing Clorox bleach into cleaning at least the rooms of patients with C. diff or certain surfaces that are likely to be contaminated.
Okay.
But getting back to the hand hygiene, yes, hand washing is probably a very important thing. So,
does that kill them, or what? Does that kill them, or get them off?
Well, it'd probably just get them off.
Right.
Because, like I said, there's not a lot of chemicals that will kill spores. I mentioned the bleach, and there's not a lot of others
Right.
available. Certainly not any you'd wash your hands with.
Right.
So, we think that there's some thought that maybe the dilution of just soap and water washing might be better than alcohol, but we haven't proven that. And certainly Europe, European nations have been using alcohol gels for 15 years or more and have not had problems with C. diff that we know of. So we don't think the alcohol gel is really that clearly associated with this increase in cases.
Okay.
Even though it was introduced about the same time.
Okay, now a lot of the people I've been talking to lately here and there are telling me about all of the breakthroughs going on in with genetics and the and sequencing organisms and finding ways to interfere with their metabolism and whatnot. Is anything like that going on yet, or will it? Is it planned for C. difficile?
There are several drugs that are in the drug development pipeline I'm aware of. I'm not aware of any that, there's antibiotics, there's toxin binding agents that you give a patient to actually bind the toxin,
right,
and that seems to control it. There's a vaccine under development in very early stages, and there's also some reports recently of monoclonal antibodies that could be given to patients. So there are some innovative treatments out there.
How big a problem is this right now, and how big could it get if it spreads?
Well, right now, actually, just from that discharge data and looking at discharges and comparing them, there's reason to believe that it might be the most common single cause of nosocomial infections. Nosocomial meaning hospital-acquired infections.
Right.
Even more common than, say, Staph aureus or MRSA.
Are the other ones going down, or is this one's
no,
just rising up?
Unfortunately, they're all going up.
Right.
But this one just the magnitude just from discharge data suggests that this may be the top on any single organism. So
is it self-limiting? I'm sorry. Is it self-limiting? Well, does it run its course, or what?
Well, that's just it. I mean, a lot of people have no. I mean, some of it will. If you just stop the antibiotic, that's probably you brought this up earlier. One of the first steps probably in treating someone is just get them off the offending antibiotic.
Right.
Sometimes it will just be self-limited.
By offending, you mean the antibiotic that kills the friendlier flora?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right, the one that they were on when they started to develop the symptoms of the C. diff.
If there are people who are chronically receiving antibiotics for an extended period, have the diarrhea for an extended period, concomitant with the treatment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, many times you have to keep them on the other antibiotic because they have pneumonia or whatever else they're being treated for. So you can't always do that. But so they'll continue. And then you use these other antibiotics, the metronidazole or some of these other agents to treat the diarrhea. Some cases, though, will just terminate themselves if you stop the offending antibiotic. Other cases, if you treat them with the metronidazole or the other specific therapy for C. diff, they'll respond well and things will go fine. Still, other patients will have recurrences, which can be, although they don't go on and die or they don't lose their colon or anything like that, it's still a lot of morbidity and a lot of trouble and increased healthcare costs and whatnot. And then others do have severe disease. And we've heard reports, like I said earlier, of people dying in increased numbers in Canada. Other reports of people losing their colon, in other words, having to have their colon removed because of severe colitis due to this organism.
But here, as in so many other things, an ounce of prevention is worth $100,000 of cure.
Right.
If people need the medical hospital medical workers need to wash their hands more frequently.
Right. Wash their hands for known C. diff patients, and then isolate them. I meant to say, we've also, certainly in known cases of C. diff, we don't recommend just washing their hands. We do recommend using isolation, where it means we'd have the healthcare workers actually wear gloves.
Right.
And this might just be, that's been shown, that's been proven effective in stopping outbreaks.
So essentially they wear gloves when they treat, when they work with a patient, throw them away,
exactly,
and then put on new ones for the next.
Exactly.
Okay. Any last remarks about what this... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, just one last thing. Yeah, I think this would be a good thing to bring it back to is antibiotic use, and you alluded to this before, is how about controlling antibiotic use in itself, and I think that's a good point to kind of end on, is that there may be needed in controlling this outbreak, if it continues to progress, some specific antibiotic restrictions in certain cases. We don't know what those are right now. they might involve limiting certain classes of antibiotics. But the other thing I think we can say in general is that the use of antibiotics is not without risk. And I think clinicians have been told this for a long time. We've heard about the resistance problem, and we hear, oh yeah, we shouldn't use antibiotics, overuse them because we'll get resistance. But we've always thought about that as more of a problem for everyone else, not my patient. But here's an issue that you put your patient on an antibiotic, and that increases their risk, that patient's risk, of getting this disease. It's not just giving antibiotics maybe unnecessarily to your particular patient might increase the community's risk for resistance. No, this is something that could adversely affect your own patient. So it brings a lot closer to home.
And through litigation, affect the doctor, him or herself.
Well, that's possible too. I mean, the whole issue of antibiotic resistance, giving an antibiotic and then someone getting a resistant infection, it's always very difficult to show that association. But this association is well proven, that the receipt of the antibiotic is the nearly universal risk factor that everyone has to get C. diff.
Okay, it might even lead medicine to try to find ways other than antibiotics to treat some of the problems.
That could be.
Okay, we'll talk about that next time. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Sure.
And I'm going to go wash my hands now.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Absolutely.
Okay, bye.
Okay.